You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for another Friday. It's glorious Friday at Bethel Encounter. We are here to meet with God in prayer, in fellowship. And it is by God's grace that we are all alive this day. We are here to pray, and we should remember that we are still in the season of stand out as we go through lessons and we pray in that regard with our prayer that the Lord would manifest his glory in our lives as we pray at today's glorious Friday. Hallelujah. Today we are focusing on stand out by humility and servanthood in ministry. Stand out by humility and servanthood in ministry. You know, from Galatians chapter 5 verse 1, we have learned that we should hold on to the liberty that Christ Jesus has gotten for us, and we should not be entangled again with yokes or bondages. And seeing all that the Lord has done for us, we must stand out by humility and servitude in ministry, not in pride, not in arrogance, not in a former lifestyle that we have been, or walking by worldly standards, but going by Jesus's principle, which is humility and servanthood. True success, or a glorious output in our music service, comes through humility and serving others. And humility and serving others, those are the principles laid down by our Father in heaven. It's not about lording over others. When it comes to leadership and service, according to the patterns of Christ, it's about servanthood and humility, not about lording over others. Jesus said that we shouldn't be like the heathen who lord themselves over others. In Matthew chapter 20, verse 26, scripture reads that whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. This was spoken by Jesus Christ. Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. That is to say that if you want to grow or increase in ministry, you must serve. You must serve. You must serve and serve the more. And you know, it's very remarkable that in the kingdom of God, everybody is a servant. We are all serving the Lord and serving one another. Everyone is a servant, including Jesus, the chief servant. He became a lamb to be crucified for our sake. He had to leave his throne or leave his glorious state, come into our fallen state, to come and be like one of us, to live like one of us in our fallen and wretched state. And through that, in serving to the degree where he was even humble, even unto death, that is the extent to which he served. And so if our King, Christ Jesus, would be as humble even to that extent, then we have no right to be otherwise. We cannot be otherwise. We shouldn't feel bad when we find ourselves constantly in a position of service, serving our Lord and serving others. It is the Lord's prescribed way. Hallelujah. Our first prayer today is from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. I love that. He may exalt you in due time. It is God who can exalt. Nothing. Man can receive nothing except to be given from above. So, everything, including position, including honor before men, it can be given from above. For those who choose to go to the devil, because the devil can also give position, mind you. We know from Matthew 4, Jesus, after he had fasted, what happened? He was tempted by the devil. And one of the things by which the enemy tempted Jesus was position, popularity. He said, if only you bow to me. And he told Jesus that all the kingdoms and the worlds, they were under him. You see, so there are those who go to Satan for position, but you will lose it because Satan is never the final authority. The final authority and the owner of all things, he says that for all things were made by him and for him, he owns it all, is Christ Jesus. And so when you serve according to the principles of Christ, you serve and he raises you up. Nobody, no man can bring you down. And he does it according to his time. His time. 1 Peter 5, 6. So humble yourself under the mighty hand of God so that he, God, may exalt you in due time. That is what we are praying, or that's the scripture from which we are praying. So we are declaring that, Father in heaven, please grant me the grace. Grant me the grace to walk in humility so that I may be exalted by you in your perfect timing. In Jesus' name, lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. According to the design of the Holy Spirit, humility, serve unto, according to the design of the Holy Spirit, so that when it so pleases him, he may raise us up, he may exalt us like he exalted Joseph, in due season, like he anointed David in due season. Lord, have mercy upon us. Grant us the grace to serve in humility, in total service. Lord, like Christ Jesus, who became a lamb, so coming down and humbling himself, that Lord, we can come down, we can, Lord, even be humble, we can, Lord, serve and keep serving. Lord, even when you have exalted us, that we'll keep serving. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, it can be difficult by our flesh, but Lord, as we pray today, we thank you that you are granting us the grace, Lord, to serve in humility, No matter, Lord, what others say about us, no matter the acknowledgments that people give about us, that, Lord, we won't feel that we have arrived. We won't feel, Lord, a sense of entitlement. But, Lord, in humility, that we'll continue to serve you. We'll keep serving you in humility, in total service, Lord, to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying our second prayer, and it's from Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others be better than themselves. Let each esteem other better than themselves. Sometimes when you attend programs, you see someone call you, oh, boss, that person is even perhaps more advanced in ministry, serving maybe years ahead of you or with greater influence than your current state. And yet you find them calling you boss, Oh, Madam said, sometimes it may seem as if it is fake or pretense. It is presence, or what you some would say, format or settings. But one thing we must constantly do is to humble ourselves in our minds, to be lowly in our minds. It says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Strife is competing with others. You are striving together. You want to seem better than the other. You want to look like the best. I'm the best gospel minister. As if people employed you. You were employed by the Lord, God Almighty. So you have no business in striving with others, competing with others. You only become unwise, according to scripture, when you compare yourselves with others. Stay in your lane and excel in your lane according to God's precepts, according to God's purpose for your life and for your ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Strife must never come up in our lives as ministers. Sometimes you say, oh, when they are on stage, you say, oh, I just humble servant. When they come down, my family is the best family. Then you showcase your family on social media, trying to prove a point. And sometimes we cover it with all sorts of excuses that, oh, God has been good. And yet inwardly, we are competing with ourselves, amongst ourselves, and who is better. Instead of edifying ourselves to the glory of God and to be better ministers in God's vineyard. The Lord have mercy upon us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory. Vain glory. To want to look better. No, but in lowliness of mind, you keep talking to yourself, you keep studying the word of God, and let that which God has said in his word humble you, and keep speaking to yourself, calm down, be careful, remember where the Lord has brought you from, you see, and let each esteem others better than themselves. Never feel intimidated or feel insecure to see others increase, to see other ministries grow. Never let that be a problem to you, to see other ministries grow. That maybe you be a minister for 2 years, somebody came just 1 month, and they are flourishing and growing. Never let it be a bother to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What the Lord has sent you to do, do it gladly from your heart. And your employer, our King Jesus, in the right time will exalt you. So we are praying that, Father, help me to serve with a humble heart, esteeming others above myself, so that your glory would continually be seen in my life. In Jesus' name. I say it one more time, and you can be repeating it in your heart or in your mind as I say it, so that you pray after. Father, help me to serve with a humble heart, esteeming others above myself, so that your glory would continually be seen in my life. In Jesus' name. It's on your screen. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. To serve with humble heart, O Lord, esteeming others above ourselves, esteeming others above ourselves, so that your glory would continually be seen in our lives, O Lord. We don't want pride to set in, competition to set in, arrogance to set in, O Lord. Please, please help us, help us, help us, help us. To esteem others above ourselves without feeling insecure, without feeling intimidated, without feeling insecure. Grant us the grace to esteem others above ourselves, Lord, so that we can serve appropriately. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, like David says, like Joseph said, Lord, like Noah said, like Esther served, like Paul served, like Jonah served eventually. The grace. Like Elisha served Maya Kabarabaya. Thank you, Lord. The grace to serve, to esteem others above ourselves. In the name of Jesus. Wow. We thank the Lord. Amen. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. Mark chapter 10, verse 45. Jesus came to minister, not to be ministered unto. He came not to worship, but to serve. And yet, we, out of gratitude, we worship him. In the same way, we must not seek to be worshipped, but we must serve others. We must work. We must serve others. The Lord help us. Amen. Father in heaven, please empower me to serve others through my music service according to Christ's example, in Jesus' name. This is what we are praying right now. It's on your screen. Please lift up your voice and let's pray this last prayer. Me to serve others through my music service according to Christ's example, in Jesus' name. As your word has said in Mark chapter 10 verse 45, that the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. Lord, grant me the grace to do same. Grant me the grace to do same. Spirit of the living God, please grant me the grace to do same. Wherever I go, wherever I am, the grace to serve others. Empower me to serve others. In the name of Jesus. We give you praise, Lord. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, please, I'm inviting you to do so. The only way that you can serve our King is first to have a relationship with him. And you must submit your life today to the Lordship of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can't have a relationship with our King without first surrendering your life to Jesus. It is important. And guess what? When you give your life to Christ, he gives you eternal life. When you give your life to Christ, he gives you eternal life. And so today, please say this short prayer after me, believing in your heart, and it shall be so. Lord Jesus, I come before your throne today. Please have mercy upon me, for I am a mere sinner, born into sin and condemned to death. Please, today I turn away from my wicked ways. I turn away from my selfish thoughts. I turn away from any way that is not pleasing to you. And I surrender my life wholly to you. Please be the Lord over my life. Be my King and fill me with your Holy Spirit so that by the power of your Spirit, I can live a life that is pleasing unto you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Let's bless our King.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this awesome time in your presence. For all the Lord has done, let's exalt his name and lift him up again in this song. Amen. Jesus' name. Amen.
to just give your life to Christ in the service, please contact us via our email info@girlmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.